Good evening. This is the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I'm Kathy Durant. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. An NFL Hall of Famer is my guest. I'll introduce him after the break. Stay with us.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers.
Students.
Designers. Mechanics.
Scientists.
And millions of football fans across the world.
3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise, can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon. There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time. Find your place in space. Space for All.
I'll be your light.
Been grinding. I know things aren't easy. I wonder if you know that we can get help. Love your mind.
If you are a sports fan and happen to be a Houston Oilers fan, you're going to enjoy my next guest. He is Robert Brazil. He is known as Dr. Doom. He's a Hall of Fame winner. I'm so happy to have him as a guest. His latest trophy, big reward in his life, is the Mobile Walk of Fame, where there's a 9-foot statue of him. And it is amazing. He and 5 other of some of the greatest athletes in the world. So without further ado, welcome, Robert.
How are you doing today, Kathy? It's such a pleasure. I must admit, you know, this is going to be fun, and I'm going to get a chance to talk to some fans that didn't know Rob Brazil really exists, but that the fans out in Houston know all about that last part of that name. I mean, all of them know me as Dr. Doom, but a lot of things has changed in my life, and a lot of good things has happened to me, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's such an exciting time for me. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I've been away for a long time, but just to see this new exhibit that's the latest tourist attraction is amazing. How did it all happen?
Well, Kathy, it really is a vision. We had a guy that lives here, which is also a World Series player. He played Mr. Cleon Jones. Everybody knows Mr. Cleon Jones. This is his vision. He took this vision and brought it to me, I want to say 8 years ago. And because of the things and the people that these kids need to know about. You got Hank Aaron. I mentioned that name. Everybody know Hank. Everybody know Satchel Paige. Everybody know Billy Williams. Willie McCovey. And Ozzie Smith. These guys has been in the Hall of Fame for baseball for years. It's heartwarming to think that a little boy that analyzed those names I just talked about wanted to be like those guys. But you know what, Kath? I couldn't hit that curveball. I could not hit that curveball. So I chose football. My uncle, I had an uncle named Odell Rander, and he told my mama, he don't ever be no baseball player. He can't hit no curve. Just that simple. let that boy play football. And that's how it all come about.
Can you help me?
What you got there?
Will you help my mom?
Hey, crew, I'll give the first move to anyone who signs up to be an organ donor. How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. Find your place in space. Space for all.
You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bucks.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bucks.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
So as a linebacker, how much did your height help? 6 feet four.
You don't use your height in football. You got to stay in the crowd.
You have to hunker down.
You got to hunker down and get things done. So my height had nothing to do with it. I think my dedication and my speed had a lot more to do with that than my height.
So let's talk about speed. What was your speed like?
It depended on who was carrying the ball and what part of the field they was on. I'm on record as a 4.6 40 speed, and weighing at 230, 235 was my playing weight. But I have known, and it's on record, I have run down guys from behind that could run like a 9.2 or 9.1. Olympic sprints. Isaac Curtis, for instance, for the Cincinnati Bengals, he thought he could score. And I said, uh-oh, where he going? Let me go catch him. And I did.
Tell us about your biggest moment with the Houston Oilers. One of the biggest games you ever played that you remember.
I think the biggest moment that sticks out to me, you know, everybody, because I wasn't satisfied at none of my games. I always wanted to do better. But I think the time I got ejected from a game in my rookie year, here I am trying to make a name for myself. And this quarterback named Billy Kilmer, he's up here on my wall someday. And he had an act, and I was a student of the game. He had an act of, like, going through it, then he's going to run the ball. I said, if you do it one more time, I'm going to hit him. And he did it, and I hooked around his neck like this and took him out, and we ended up under the Gatorade on the sideline. When I looked at it, it was five flags stuck in my back, and they ejected me for the game. But I got my notoriety, and everybody said, I'll tell you one thing, he'll hit you.
Now, you're wearing some interesting rings. Let's talk about all the rings you have.
This is the most important one, this one here. When you get elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the three things or the four things that they give you, one of them is a gold jacket. Number two, it's a bus. Number three is a number. I'm Hall of Famer 312. There'll never be another Hall of Famer 312. And the last thing they give you is a ring to validate all the hard work that you went through.
Well, so let's talk about the other rings. Congratulations on that one.
Everybody try to give you a little token when you make a Hall of Fame because you did something to recognize, to draw attention, I guess, or to people say, he's a pretty good old player. Let's give him a ring or a jacket or a hat or something. This one here is from the Texas. I'm a member of the Texas Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
This one I wear all the time also. This is my Jackson State Hall of Fame ring.
Whoa.
Without Jackson State, there would be no Robert Brazier.
Let's take it back to Mobile, Alabama, Vigor High School. What was that like?
It was scary because you got to understand it was back when it was just segregating the schools. When I walked up at Viga High School, I had four other people the same color as I was. And I had to be escorted to every class, escorted on and off the campus. But you know what? It made me a better person. It made me do my lesson. It made me want to be like, I'm not going to let nobody, I don't be ashamed. I won't be that person in the corner crying. It made me just a better person.
You played football at Viger, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what was that like? Was it from varsity? You played varsity or you played junior varsity?
Soon? I played both. I didn't stay on the junior varsity, but by one game, they moved me up to the varsity. I had some great coaches, great players, and this was the time that people found out that barrier could be broken, you know.
Yes.
That barrier could be broken. We could eat together, we could shower,
yes.
We could play, we can hug, and we can believe in each other.
Yes. You know?
So I played tight end and middle linebacker.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit about Jackson State, what that was like. So we'll be back in a moment.
We count, and thank you.
You know that I want the best for you. I know you're going through a lot. I wonder if you know that the big homie needs help too. You can't just rebound from everything. I know you've been grinding.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
But how long will you fight solo? I wonder if you know that we can get help. I wonder why we waited so long. I'm not wondering anymore. Love, your mind. Let's see how far we can go.
Sick, huh?
Hey, crew, I'll give the first move to anyone who signs up to be an organ donor.
How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
You heard them. Organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut.
This is my time. I'm on the rise.
I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing, and getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers.
Students.
Designers. Mechanics.
Scientists.
And millions of football fans across the world.
Three, two, one. Watch out. Here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too high. This is my time.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started.
This is my time.
After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon.
There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time.
Find your place in space. Space for all.
My guest today is NFL Hall of Famer Robert Brazil, known to many sports fans as Dr. Doom. But before we talk about Dr. Doom, we're going to talk about what he did at Jackson State. I'm curious to know what his career as a young football player at Jackson State was like. So, Robert, you ready to tell us?
Let's take it back to how I ended up at Jackson State. You know, a lot of people don't know that I was a walk-on. I was highly recruited by a lot of ball teams from the SEC. You can't name a team around here from Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Florida. Everybody wanted me in my senior year. So what happened is how that had something to do with the way I ended up at Jackson. In my senior year, I kicked off for the first time. We were 7-0 against another team in Mobile, 7-0, Murphy High School.
Whoa.
I broke my arm, Kathy, on the opening kickoff. The scouts literally walked out of the stadium because they came to scout me. I mean, this was so, like, devastating to me. So now everybody gets off of Robert Brazil, the skinny kid from Mobile and the line as a tight end and a linebacker. But it's one team that had faith in me, had the guys that this coach really wanted me at Troy State. So I had a best friend named Ricky Young. We signed a letter of intent with Troy. Oh, we go up and visit. We like the school, we come back. Now, it's a lady in my life that has always been a light and made a lot of my decisions. My mother wanted to go visit Troy State, where her son and his best friend wanted to go to school. So my dad did what we asked. He put Ricky, myself, and my mother in his car. We drove up to Troy. Now, Kathy, we have to understand what I had just been through at Vidy. Yeah. 3 years of fighting and this and, you know, and segregation. So my mother had never seen a two-piece bathing suit. We pull up on Troy State campus, and every young lady is out there suntanning. She looked at my dad and said, stop. Turn the car around. We turned the car, literally turned the car around. The coach is still waiting for us to come visit him, and we went back to Mobile. So now you got Rick and me in the back seat, and I'm pouting, and, you know, y'all can find us. Y'all can go find us. Y'all can find another school. Or you can go to work with this. My Rob to give y'all a job over to the shipyard. I said, I'm going to go to shipyard. I want to go to school. So we come back home, and I had a cousin that played for Jackson State. His name is Anthony Gibbs. I said, let me call Jake. I called Jake. I said, Jake, you think you can get Bob Hill a chance to meet me and Ricky, because we want to go to school somewhere. He said, yeah, that's no problem. Come on up. So the next weekend, we go up to Jackson State. We had a teammate that had already left Viagra High School and went up there. His name was Don Reese. He was at Jackson State. We go up there. Jake had to take us over to Bob Hill house, and we knock on the door. Bob Hill came out and never looked at me. He looked down at Ricky Young and said, son, ain't you a fullback? Can you play fullback? He said, coach, I play football. He said, I need me a fullback to block for Walter and Eddie Payton. The first time I ever heard the names.
Wow.
The first time I never knew of these two people. He said, who in the devil is those two guys? So he said, can you catch? He said, coach, I tell you again, I play football. Whatever you need, I can do it. He said, I'll give you a scholarship. Just like that, right off the book. I said, what about me? He said, since you're his cousin, you can help, or you can try to make my team. And that's all I needed. That's all I needed. That was my foot in the door. And that led from that conversation all the way up to this, Kathy.
Oh, my God.
All the way up to that. I get chill bumps because of what I had to endure, all the hard work and everything I had to do from that conversation to this.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I know, I heard. I heard. It wasn't you. Yeah. It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Hi, I'm Leland Melvin, and I travel to space twice as a NASA astronaut. Space technologies help protect our precious Earth. Space helps us monitor changes in carbon emissions, track the pace of climate change, yet even helps us fight natural disasters. Make sure that you get out to your local science museum or go to spaceforall.us to explore and learn about space and science. Space is for all.
I wonder if you know that I want the best for you. I know you're going through a lot. I wonder if you know that the big homie needs help too. You can't just rebound from everything. I know you've been grinding.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
But how long will you fight solo? I wonder if you know that we can get help. I wonder why we waited so long. I'm not wondering anymore. Love, your mind. Let's see how far we can go.
I want people to know what it's like to be inducted in the NFL. Hall of Fame.
It's not a pattern. It's not a road. It's validation. When I say validation, I mean that if you be honest, and I tell this to some kids sometimes, if you can be honest when you get up in the morning, brush your teeth, to that person that you're sticking that toothpaste and toothbrush in your mouth with a purpose, truthfully, what you're going to do for that day and the next day and the next day, you may have some validation to get one of these one day. But you first, it starts right there in the morning when you get up off the bed saying, what can I do for myself to make my life better? For people that want to be around me or near me or offer me something. But it starts right there in that mirror.
So would you say that's what prepared you for greatness? Looking at the man and the boy in the mirror, the man
in the mirror. I started looking at the man of my life, my dad. I used to see him every morning shaving. He's getting in the mirror and shave. And I said, Dad, where are you going? He said, I'm going to finna go to work. You asked me that yesterday. You know I'm going to work. I got a purpose. I got to feed y'all. I got to take care of you. I got all y'all wants. But I'm going to make sure you got your needs.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, that's where it started from.
Yeah, so the games at Jackson State, your parents got a chance to come to see those, right?
They didn't miss too many. They did not miss too many.
Oh.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose, but here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
So let's talk about the NFL draft. What round were you picked in?
You know, I know y'all, the first round.
The first round?
I was the first round pick.
The guy who broke his arm went to Jackson State where the guy said, you might can make my team. You end up being
an overall sixth pick in the first round.
What did that do for you? Did it scare you? Did it humble you? What was that like? Who was your agent? He must have been somebody.
Y'all looking at it like it is today. There was a young man up there at Jackson State that I owe a lot of gratitude to. And I always give him that. What he deserved. Walter Payton bought the scouts to Jackson State. Everybody wanted to see that little boy named Walter Payton. But when they got there, Captain, when they got there, they got a chance to check, well, who's that not letting Walter have a good day? Or who's that catching that ball? We had seven guys off of that team to get drafted. Me and Walter set a record. And we made history. We were the first two number ones to come out of HBCU as from Jackson State. He went fourth in the first round, and I went sixth in the first round.
What advice do you have for upcoming players, football players, who are seeking the NFL right now?
I know they all got a dream. I want them to continue to have their dream, but they have another purpose in life. You know, how you want to be remembered? As a good person or bad person? A hardworking person? A lazy person? A trustworthy person? Or a person you can't trust? All these qualities make you better as a man. As a young man and as a person, but that's where it's got to start. Now, what's in you, your given talent, allow them to be trained and to be used by coaches, by teachers, and by leaders. If you got a certain talent, let somebody help you get there. But you got to do to have those small little qualities that I said that you need before you can even think about being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that after the break. So hold on to those thoughts. I want to talk about character when we come back. Okay? Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a moment. I'll be your light.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Mm.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I know, I heard. I heard. It wasn't you. Yeah. It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
We're back with NFL Hall of Famer, Mr. Robert Brazil. Robert, tell me when you knew, or did you ever know you would go to the NFL? Did you ever know? Was it a dream of yours? I know you just talked a little bit about how it happened and being a first round pick, but did you dream of that day?
Be honest, no, I didn't. I was at Jackson for 4 years, and I saw guys leave Jackson being elected, like Jerome Bauckham, Emmanuel Sanders, Limboni, all these guys that had played at Jackson State, and it became a thought. But it wasn't a thought that was in my mind. It was a thought within my work habits. I want to outwork and be better than all them guys that I mentioned. Then I had a teammate that everybody was telling him that he was going to be a professional football player. He would get drafted. And I told Robert every day when I get in that mirror, I got to outwork Walter. I got to outwork Walter. I got to make Walter better, and Walter going to make me better. Then the thought go to, you don't know, people go to coming around saying, a little whisper, who that number 80 is? I didn't say nothing. I just kept working and working and working. Then we get invited to play in these bowl games. Our first bowl game was the East West Shrine game. Now we got a chance to showcase our talent, but supposed to be the best in all the colleges. All the colleges. And me and Walter go out there and show out at the East West Shrine game. And I whispered to Walter and I said, Walter, this ain't the bigger one. If we can get a letter to play in the Senior Bowl, that's where the draft starts.
Wow. That's where Senior Bowl. That's the big game.
Which means, I said, if we go down there, every NFL scout would be there. So we went down there, and you thought me and Walter didn't know each other. But when we left a mark on every scout there. And that took us from, I don't know, I can't think, they saw it. And we showcased our talent to the Alabama, to the Georgia. They couldn't, they can't handle this. So that's when I started thinking heavy that I was going to get drafted.
That's amazing. Now, how did you earn the name Dr. Doom?
You know, it used to be a game back in the 70s, in the late 74, 75. They call it the College All-Star Game. The College All-Star Game is all the great college all-stars, like from the Senior Bowl and this bowl and that bowl, they put another team together. Say the best of the college all-stars. All these people have been drafted by different teams in the NFL. And then this is the last game before the first preseason game. There was a guy there named Richard Wood. Richard Wood played middle linebacker for Southern California, SC. And his nickname was Batman. Batman was determined to give me and the other linebackers nicknames. So, and I told him over and over, I said, Batman, you know, I've been trying to keep my name. I like the name Robert Lorenzo Brazil Jr. I want to make that name famous.
Yeah.
We're sitting there eating breakfast one morning. And if you may not know this guy, I don't know how old you are because I ain't researched your age and I never asked a woman her age.
Never.
So there's a guy named Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Howard Cosell, the commentator that was going to talk this game up. So we're sitting there eating and Richie come in there. He said, look. He got the funny paper. Chicago Tribune. I got a nickname for you. I said, I don't want to be no damn cartoon cat. He said, but look, Rob, this name fits you. Dr. Doom. I said, no. Howard Cosell, which was sitting at the same table with us, he said, Brazil, young Brazil, think about it. Think about that last part of that name. I want you to really think about it. These are his words. He said, you spell that name D-O-O-M. Let's break that down. The D is for death. The O is for offense of men. Death on offensive men. I said, I'll take it. I'll take that name. And that's how we got started.
So how did the fans like it?
People had problems pronouncing Brazil. It was Brazili, but when they said Dr. Doom was easy for them.
It was really easy. Let's talk about character. How do you stay clean in the NFL, keep your name clean and stay out of trouble? How hard is that when you got so much temptation?
That cleanness don't start there. You bring that cleanness to the NFL.
Okay.
You bring that cleanness from your home. You bring that cleanness from that little guy in that brushing his teeth. I want to treat everybody fair. I want to outwork everybody. I don't want to do no wrong to nobody because I don't want nobody to wrong me. These are the things that you don't start in the NFL. You got to bring that to the NFL.
Yeah. So just looking at the state of the leagues now for pro players, how much has changed?
The physical part of it. Because I can tell you about the aches and the bruises and the stents here, part drooper here, two artificial hips here, got a knee I had to get a shot in 2 weeks ago. The safety part of it. The game has changed for the safety part of it. It's more offensive and it's more geared for making us not being vegetables one day.
The
helmets and all this, It's a lot of my friends that don't know themselves today, Kathy. They really honestly don't know themselves because of the equipment and the hardship we had to go to endure the pain that we went through.
Well, so did you guys become ambassadors in terms of going back to the league saying you got to do better? How did change come?
From injuries and doctors, doctor reports, and these what we call reunions. When you go back and you can, man, what happened?
Yeah.
Where's Walter Payton? He's gone. People don't even know their name. So that's how it happens. And people that care about us and they're spending money on us to give us the doctrine that we need and the care that we need.
What to expect when you're expecting. a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I know, I heard. I heard. It wasn't you. Yeah. It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
I'll be your light. Be your light. I'll be your light. I'll be your light. Your la 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 light. I'll be your light. If it gets too dark, oh, oh, I'll be your light.
Let's talk about endorsements. Did you get any from brands in the beginning?
Yeah, I did. I worked for Pony, and I worked for Adidas.
Nice.
I worked for me. I was selling Rob Brazil. This is my brand.
You're the biggest brand.
Yeah. No, I wasn't into all of that, too much of that, because I always thought that it's the way you manage yourself, the way you try to live. I asked my dad, I said, what's a good investment? And I want to tell you that my dad is still living today at 93.
That is so awesome.
And he said, if you got $10,000 to lose, Robert, invest it. But you got to have $10,000 to lose. Right. And I always thought about what he said.
Because you could lose it.
And I ain't got time to lose. If I can put it in the bank and it can rain some interest.
Yeah. But those are some good lessons from your father. Have you gotten a chance to hold some camps for young kids and you're giving back to the community?
Back in 1984, after I retired, I came back to Mobile and I became a paraprofessional in the Mobile public school system. I taught school for 30-some years, Catherine. So.
That's unbelievable. You became a school teacher?
Yes.
Awesome.
So what I did, I was in special ed. And I coached there. I mean, I had some, I coached. I didn't have time to do camps. I had to do what I could to do, try to
keep the kids.
Can you read? Can you write? Can
right.
You help me? And you did. I had to be that moral physical for these people. You know, so.
Wow. So when you talk about special education, did any of your kids go to the Olympics? Were they... Any of them?
Athletes? No, these was emotional kids.
Okay.
They wasn't this was the one that, with learning disabilities.
That's so special. Yeah. What made you do that? You got to have a really unique gift to be able to have the patience to help kids so special like that.
I think about the times that when I did know, I was trying to learn. It was that special person that reached out and helped me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't the biggest reader. I didn't know all the math problems. I couldn't come up with no solution. But I could play football.
Yeah.
And I could treat everybody fair. So that's what I did.
Well, that's awesome. So who was your mentor in life? I hear you talking about your father.
He still is.
Still is.
My dad. It still is my mentor. Yeah, I got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Robert Brazil Sr.
Well,
I'm gonna say it just when he reintroduced himself, I am Mr. Robert Brazil Sr.
And you're junior, and
I'm junior.
A third.
Oh,
so what is Robert Brazil the third like?
Robert Brazil the third is a kid with his own dreams. He didn't want to fulfill my shoes, didn't want to fulfill my daddy's shoes. has his own business. He's a barber. And he's good at it. I go get my hair cut from him every week.
That is so awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about the Walk of Fame. I want to hear all about the ribbon cutting and what it was like.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Give kisses. Give kisses. You heard how loud
I know, I heard. I heard. It wasn't you. Yeah. It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Robert Brazil, Dr. Doom, Houston Oilers. He's a Hall of Famer. And now he's about to tell us one of his, another great life achievement, the Mobile Walk of Fame. He's going to take us back to the ribbon cutting just a few days ago and let us know what it was like for him. I know it was humbling. I got a chance to see a lot of the statues just in video, and it was mind-blowing to see them. So, Robert, fill us in.
Well, first of all, I had some special guests in town. When you have brothers, when I say brothers, that I played with in Jackson State, let's start back at Viagra first.
Wow.
Then I had special guests from Jackson State to show up. I had special guests from Houston, Texas to show up. And I have a sister now, which owns a team called the Tennessee Titans.
Whoa!
Amy Adams Strutz showed up for
awesome.
My... Oh, man, we didn't try to make a big deal out of it because they were showing up for me. And it's almost make you want to cry.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm with all of my heroes. What other guy that idolized 5 other people in their sport? And I have the opportunity to sit there, that would be there forever.
Yes. Yes, it's just so amazing how this is at the foot of downtown. You know,
right now when I finish talking to you, I'm gonna get in my car and go down and say, "You gonna? Get, it's raining on you, bud."
But
to be able to, your kids, your grandkids, their kids, and their grandkids, this would be here forever. And it really looks just like me.
It does. Hunkered down and everything.
I mean, that was all about it. I told you, you stand up tall, you get shot in the head.
Well, take us to the moment you first got a look at the statue of you.
I saw the statue when it first got made. And when they first brought it to Mobile, we had a private viewing. Okay, so my wife, my dad, and my mother goes to visit it. Okay? We go down there, and my mother's walking around because Hank Aaron's statue is there,
right.
Statue Page statue is there. They
Billy
got
Williams.
These all they got all these in a barn. The Mobile City barn where they fix the police cars and everything, hidden from everybody. So this is a private sighting. My mama walk around and I said, "Mother, what's wrong? You keep holding your stomach." She said, "Babe, 9 pounds and 10 ounces turn into that." I said, "Yes, ma'am." To see the joy and the happiness in your parents' face, your wife is happy.
Yes,
and,
Brenda.
Know, and
it, yes,
and it's all. It's not soaking in. It's not. And you come. You like, man. This is really gonna happen.
So did Mobile, you cry?
Did you cry? I don't mind admitting that if a man don't cry, he don't have any feelings.
Yeah.
If a man don't show his emotions, he don't have. He's not a full man.
Yeah.
So I did cry. It's
yeah.
time now, when I think about what happened. But now, I mean, I'm holding tears now, but they're there.
Yeah.
You know, it was tears of joy, though.
Right.
Tears
well,
of validation.
Yeah.
Tears of saying, "Robert, you finally did something that everybody can be proud of."
Wow. So what kind of special plans do they have for that exhibit?
Cleon's vision, and I got to give credit where credit is due. Cleon's vision. You know, you've been to New Orleans and all these other big cities to open up the water fair at the foot of Government Street. We got a convention center there that thousands of people visit. We got a crew terminal. We're going to have a train station right there. That going all these people that's coming to Mobile, and I'm going to do something special, but I can't let it go right now, but because we haven't finished with the park. There are other greats that has a place in there. We got Cleon need to go in there. Tommy A.G.
Wow.
Willie Anderson going to be the next Pro Football Hall of Famer. I mean, we got so much. This is just the beginning of a great place for people to come and just cherish, people to come in there to wish, people to come in there to want. You know, they're going to have
say,
an empty.
They're going to
have an empty place for you to stand up and say, "I could be a Hall of Famer too."
Yes. So that's how you want it to inspire people. What do you want that exhibit to do, that attraction? That when people come to see it, what do you want them to leave with, other than these are some of the greatest players to ever play any game?
I had a coach. His name was Bon Phillip. And this has stuck with me days and years and still stick with me today. Baum used to say, and I quote, "Every man get a man, and every good man get two."
Wow.
I'm going to say that again. Every man get a man, and every good man get two.
Wow. That's big.
That's deep, ain't it? That's deep.
That's real deep. I'm trying to say it again. Yeah.
But he used to say that, Kathy, and I said, "Oh, Lord, I got the whole team on my shoulder. I'm not only take two, I'm going to get three or four and tell them, come on, let's go. Let's go do this."
Yeah.
This is what we work for.
So if you had to tell people around the world about this Walk of Fame, being one of your latest, greatest achievements, along with five other athletes. How would you welcome them to Mobile?
Welcome to my hometown. This is Mobile. Per capita, we have 6 Hall of Famers. Come visit us.
Yes. We're the shrimp, fish, restaurants, everything. The Bay Area, everything is open for some good living. Now, there's a jazz festival there too, right?
I don't do too much outdoor jazz, you know, but there is one. We have the Mardi Gras. We got jazz. We got a Gulf Coast Classic, Jackson State, and A&M come down. That's a good game to come see. I can't wait for this year because everybody's coming into the game because they say, that's Robert.
There it is.
There he is.
Well, this had to have added another 20 years onto your life.
I'm still trying to catch my dad, 93.
You're a blessed man. Well, I hope this has been a good show for you. I have enjoyed having you on the Kathy Durant Show, and I definitely want everybody to see it. And are there any shout outs you want to do?
I would like to thank, you know, all the people that played a part in my life, because it wasn't just me. It was the people that thumped me upside the head, helped me pronounce the correct word, the people that put their arms around me, and especially my wife, Brenda.
Yes. Got a chance to talk to her. She is so wonderful.
Talk to me. Man, we're working on some projects now that me and her is so happy about.
And but don't leave us in the dark. Don't leave us in the dark.
I cannot let that out. We got a new project it's only me, because we are going to share this.
Yes. This is
our project. Husband and wife project.
I enjoyed you very much, and I just know it's going to be a huge hit. That's what
I hope so. Kathy, thank you. And if I could be of any help to you, you have my number, and you know how to contact the best person in my life. She knows how to find me.
That's right, the producer.
Brenda.
Brenda, she's
the
one.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me, and I wish you all the best. I can't wait to come down to see the Walk of Fame. I'll let you guys know when I'm in town.
Do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Signing out.
Yes.